praise be to Om, Hari Om. And you know, Ha means the gross body, Ra means the subtle body, E means the causal body, Hari is the name of Vishnu. So Vishnu is Om, or this gross, subtle, and body, causal bodies are the praise of the universe. They are the what exalts the universe. It's the manifestation of the universe. Praise be to Om. Hori is Om. Hora and Hari are one. Hora is Shiva. Hori is Vishnu. Hora Har. They're all one. There's only one God, there's only one goddess, and you can call him her, you can call her him, you can call he, she, anything you want, but call. Praise be to Om, let's talk about Purush. Puru Isha Iti Purusha. The full, complete Puru. Full, complete, and perfect Isha, expansion of consciousness. Now, remember, we have Purush and Prakriti. They are the consciousness and nature of existence. So this is the Purush Shukta, the song, the hymn, and praise of the full, complete, and perfect manifestation of consciousness. That's Shiva. The full, complete, and perfect consciousness has 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes, 1,000 feet, Sahasra Shirsha, Sahasraksha, Sahasrapat. He has thousands. You can't even count. How many heads does he have? How many eyes? How many feet? He pervades the earth and the space on every side while he manifests in all aspects of the world of 10. Now, 10 directions? Huh? Mm-hmm. North, south, east, west, northeast, southwest, north, west, southeast. Above, below, there he manifests in the space of 10 fingers, breadth. That is the cavity of the heart. He's in the Anahata Chakra. So he fills your heart and he fills the universe. He's in the microcosm, he's in the macrocosm. The place of 10 fingers, breadth, the heart, the world comprised of earth, water, fire, air, ether, and smell, taste, sight, touch, sound, rasa, rupa, chagandicha, sabde, sparshicha, yogini, in all the tens. In the 5 karmendriyas and the 5 ganendriyas, in the 5 organs of action, the 5 organs of knowledge, he is encompassed in all the tens. And there are a lot of numbers of 10. The full, complete, and perfect consciousness alone has given birth to all that has become and all that will become. That's very becoming on you, Srima. From him, or her, as we like to call Shiv and Shiva. Shiva is the her, and Shiv is the him. This one is about the Purush, so we're going to use the masculine, but it's not limited to gender. From him comes all that is and all that dwells in immortal bliss. In Satchit Ananda. This full, complete, perfect consciousness. And the full, complete, and perfect consciousness demonstrates his greatness in the perceivable and in the imperceptible, or imperceptible. That is, whatever you can see, joto drishti korte pariben, joto adrishya hoy. It sab shiv. The Purush is there. In everything you can perceive and what you cannot perceive. The entire universe is his one part, joto byat hoye chilo. While 3 parts exist in the divinity of the nectar of immortal bliss. Go to Satchitananda. 3/4 of this Purusha is in Satchitananda. Only one quarter is in the manifested existence, and that includes the Earth with all its inhabitants, and the Milky Way, and the galaxies, and the stars, and the cosmos, as far as you can perceive. That's his one quarter part. And the rest, three quarters, is in Sat Chit Anand. The full, complete, and perfect consciousness arises in the three parts above, while with the one part, he creates the entire creation again and again and resides within. Pretty cool trick. Again and again, bottom bottom, srishti kurche, ebong ebitra nivas kurche. He created and then he moved into his creation. Just like we built a temple, we moved into the temple. This is the way he created. He made the universe manifest, and then he moved into it. And three quarters of him is outside, just enjoying Sat Chit Anand. He's in the bliss. The full, complete, and perfect consciousness is the eternal master. He created the vast existence and thereafter the land, or the manifested existence, the part that you can see, the gross body. So he created the vast, and then he created the manifest. And so he is the eternal master, the eternal creator. He gives definition to this entire being. Then he created yajna, the sacrifice of attachment to duality, through attentive offering. That's what yajna is. We sacrifice attachment to the gross so that we can pursue relationships on the subtle until we unite in the causal. He created yajna. And yajna means, the sacrifice means the union with. It doesn't mean giving, throwing it away. It doesn't mean giving it up. It means uniting with it. It's just the same way as surrendering. In Sanskrit, it doesn't mean the last thing you want to do. It means the first thing you want to do. In the same way, he created the yajna. And then he created animals of the forest and birds, those who fly with the wind and those who live in villages. He created man and he created birds and he created animals. And then from yajna, hymns and songs and poetic meters became known. And then the Veda of sacrifice came forth. We started off with hymns. Wow. Thank you, God. And we put all the hymns together and they became books of knowledge. What do you want to know about this creation? And then that's the Vedas. And the Vedas told us, how do you sacrifice? How do you unite? How do we make the yajna in the fire and the yajna in the yajna chakra and the yajna in your heart and the yajna through karma and the yajna through gyan? The yajna through everything that you perform. Through knowledge and through wisdom and through bhavana, through feeling. And then came both horses and cows and all beings that take birth. So all the animals started to come forth and populate the land. The gods and the pure beings and the rishis know him. The one who knows all, the full, complete, and perfect consciousness. By demonstrating respect in the yajna of sacrificial offerings. They know him. Everybody who can demonstrate respect through making sacrificial offerings. You make your offering of wisdom. You make your offering of action. You make your offering in this of worship, of attention, of attentiveness. These are the offerings that we make to him. And then we get to know him. That's how we get to know him. There's a system. How do you pay attention to someone? You get to know them. So demonstrating respect in the yajna of sacrifice. We make a yajna, we make a sacrifice of our karma, and we get to know him. The full, complete, and perfect consciousness is so diverse. How varied are his descriptions? If 3/4 of him resides in Satchitananda, then how varied are those descriptions? What can you describe about him? He looks like this, or like that, or like that. He looks just like Srima.
I'll be happy.
Who is represented by the head, who by the arms, who by the feet? Now we say this Purush, this full, complete, and perfect consciousness is like a human being. From his head came the knowers of wisdom. So his head is Brahman. From his arms came kings and administrators, the Kshatriyas. From his thighs came forth those of circulation and distribution, the Vaishyas. And from his feet, support and sustenance. And there's a footnote there, and I'm sure I'm not going to find it in the text, but it's in the back of the chapter. And I want to remind you that every society, every community, every family needs people of knowledge and good counsel and wise counsel who can guide us. They need defenders, Kshatriyas, who can defend and administrate. They need Vaishyas who can circulate goods and services. And they need Shudras who can bring in nutrition and take away refuse. I have it in my body. I have an intellectual system, a central nervous system that brings me information and processes it. I have an immune system which defends this civilization from anybody who wants to come from the outside and say, hey, move over, make room for me. I have a circulatory system, which my voices who circulate all the nutrients throughout my body, and I have organs or shudras who bring in nutrition, and a mouth and teeth with masticate it and circulate it, and I have a refuse disposal system. I have my shudras as well in this society. Mm-hmm. It's true on the individual level, it's true on the cosmic level. It's true for the family, it's true for the society, it's true for all of nature. These are not distinctions created by birth. This is not a caste system. This is the nature of existence. Every society needs these four types of functions. So he gave birth. He's Purush. His head is the Brahman, his arms are the Kshatriya, his thighs are the Vaishya, his feet are the Shudras, and that makes him a full, complete, perfectly integrated individual who can do every function necessary to the survival of the individual and his community. His mind gave birth to the moon, and the moon signifies devotion. And his eyes gave birth to the sun, and that's the light of wisdom, the warmth of devotion. From his ears and his breath came the wind, and that gives birth to the emancipated spirit which moves through the society. Nobody checks the wind. Everyone must move with the wind. He's totally emancipated, and from his mouth came the Lord of Fire, and Agni came out of his mouth, the light of purification and the light of meditation. So we pay attention with devotion to wisdom, and in the spirit of emancipation, we unite all the vibrations of existence. From his navel came forth the atmosphere, and from his head the heavens. From his feet came the earth, and from his ears the directions. And thus, existence became manifested. This is how he created himself and expanded himself, extended himself so that he became every individual of creation. Thus, existence became manifested. The gods performed sacrifice with that supreme being as the offering. They offered him to himself. Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havir, Brahma Agnam, Brahmanahutam. Brahma is the offering. Brahma is the offeror. Brahma is the recipient as well. Only God exists in this world. Gods perform supreme sacrifice with that supreme being as the offering. They offered supreme divinity into supreme divinity. Spring was the clarified butter oil. We ghee chilo. Boshant. Spring was the clarified butter oil. Summer, the fuel, the hobi, cock. Autumn was the oblation. We hobi hui chilo. Sharat. So you have Boshant and you have Garmkal and Sharat. Sharat. Seven were the limitations defined. Bhur, bhu, va, swa, maha, janaha, tapaha, satyam. On every level of consciousness, they define this is the consistency. This is the consistency is the best word. How subtle is this form? For example, bhur lok is the consistency of matter. It's tangible. Wuwa is a consistency of air. You can feel it, but you can't see it. Shwa is a consistency of intuition, of ether. There's nothing there to see or feel, but you know it's there by the absence of anything else. And so seven were the limitations defined. 3 times 7, the ingredients used. We bowed down with all the threes. Om. Mahakali, Ma Lakshmi, Ma Sarasvati, Aim, Reem, Kleem, Istul, Sukshma, Karan, Sarir, the gross body, the subtle body, the causal body. All the threes were offered on 7 levels of consciousness. And that was the ingredient that they used. When the gods offered that sacrifice, they bound their animalistic nature. We just discussed that. They bound their animalistic nature and offered it to the Supreme Being. My life is not just about fulfilling selfish desires. My life is about rising above. I am a warrior, a virgin. Instead of Pashu nature, I bound that Pashu nature. I'm not going to be guided by my senses. I shall guide the senses. And they offered it to the Supreme Being. Yagyena yagyamaya jantha. By sacrifice, the gods gave birth to sacrifice. And the first principles of eternal dharma, the ideals of perfection, were established. Those who live according to the glorious way ultimately reach the highest abode where the gods dwell in that ancient perfection. This is pretty cool. Yes. Yagya diye, amra yagya srishti kori diyeche. We gave birth to sacrifice by sacrificing, by uniting ourselves with the higher nature. The lower nature automatically became sacrificed. It became the offering. Oh, we didn't cut up the lower nature. We didn't destroy it. We didn't do anything to it. All we did was pay attention to our higher nature. and the lower nature automatically offered itself into the fire and ceased to disturb us in any way anymore. By sacrifice, the gods gave birth to sacrifice, and the first principles of the eternal ideals of perfection. A eternal dharma is srishti dhoye diyeche. They were established. Prakat hoye geche. Those who live according to the glorious way are paying attention to the positive, paying attention to the goal, paying attention to your objective. Not dwelling, oh, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this. Mm-hmm. Not paying attention to the negative. Those who live according to the glorious way ultimately reach the highest abode where the gods dwell in that ancient perfection. In the beginning, the doer of all, Krishna, Vishnu, Krishna, Rishikesha, Vasudeva, Janardana, in the beginning, the doer of all distinguished the earth from the waters. The waters were wet, and the earth was dirty. And then the Creator gave the knowledge to distinguish the mortal world of humans from the immortal world of the gods. He gave that discrimination. He gave you the criteria by which to discrimination. What is a divine shining one? The world of the gods. And what is the transient world of humans, which is not going to endure or sustain? And then he gave us the choice. Oh, where do you want to put your attention? Do you want to fill your life full of transient attachments? Or do you want to live amongst the immortal gods? I know this full, complete, and perfect consciousness, whose greatness is the color of the sun without darkness, just like Srima's yellow sari. She has no darkness. All the darkness went to Kali. Only those who know this are free from death. There is no other path by which liberation is known. You know the greatness of the eternal, full, complete, perfect consciousness which pervades every aspect of every being in creation. You know that? That's the path to liberation. The Lord of all beings born enters all souls within the womb, and the eternal assumes all forms within the creation. The Lord of all beings born. He enters all souls. Pratyeg atma garbh bhitra pravesh kore, jukt kore. Every atma is a reflection of the paramatma. They're all one part of the Supreme Soul. And the eternal Oisachitananda, Bhagwanam Rapulchi, that full, complete, and perfect consciousness assumes all forms within the creation. Everything in creation is a form of God. Those who know the Supreme continually look to the divine within, which is established in all existence. That Supreme Lord illuminates the shining gods and goes before the gods in their every endeavor. Mm-hmm. Whatever they do, as long as they keep shining, God is with them. We continually bow with respect to that illuminated Supreme Divinity who took birth before the gods. Those whose lives are illuminated with the rise of the radiance of divine light joyously proclaim the gods are bound, they're obligated, they're required to serve those who know the Supreme Divinity in this form as the one indivisible being. Whoever knows the supreme divinity as the form of everything in existence, as the form of everything in manifestation. Everything is divine. The gods are required, they're obligated, they're bound to serve such an individual. Jara Egyanache. Jara E Bhavana Ache Bhagwan Pratyabhyati Rupe Prakash Kurche. So Samasta Dev Devi Avashak Ache Jadar Shiva Kurta Takme. Om, the highest respect to you, goal of all existence, wife of the full and complete divinity, the night, the unknowable one, at whose sides are the stars, and who has the form of the relentless search for truth. O supreme divinity, supreme divinity, my supreme divinity, all existence is my supreme divinity. Om. Iti dvitiyo adhyaya.
Thank you.
Om Sam Sarasvati Namaha.
Thank you, Jami.
Thank you, Mamiji. Mm-hmm. Tikache, amra iti kuri?
Okay.
Or do you want to do the questions now?
I don't know.
Do you have any questions from outside?
I do.
Regarding chapter 2?
We have a question from Nanda about Kali Puja.
No.
Kali Kavash. I have a question about this. All the rest of them are just about mantras and Kali Puja.
No. We'll save those for another time.
Okay. In the Purusha Sukta, it doesn't talk about what part of his body is the heart. Is there a reason for that?
Right. Yeah. They have the head of the Brahmins, the arms are the Kshatriyas, the thighs are the Vaishyas, and the feet are the Shudras. And they are describing a full, perfect human being, the outside, what his form looks like. They're not talking about his insides. They talk about his heart in different places. You have a question, please.
Yeah. How can we learn the meters to chant the rudras of you? Are they on the website?
Yes. Yes, there is a recording in the podcast of all of the entire Rudra Stadhyay, and eventually we will be recording when we get the website up. We just got permission to put things on the website today. So eventually we'll be recording all of the books that we chant, and people can put them up as podcasts and people can chant along with us. Yeah. Otherwise, we can do from here when we're in class, or if you have questions about some mantras, and you will in the next two chapters, it is in Kakup, and the Kakup is in blank verse or free meter, and so those are very difficult phrasings, and they're done differently in different regions of India. Especially, they are so varied that many in India excluded those two chapters, and they started to do chapter 5 as the Namakam and chapter 8 as the Chamakam. And they called it Sri Rudram because they're very easy. They don't have blank verses. So that did happen in history. However, if you understand the meaning, you will understand the meter. You'll start pronouncing words instead of sounds. And as you know, when you're reading initially, you're reading sounds. It's just enough to get to the end of the sentence. It's to get to the end of the line. But as you go on, you start recognizing words. And as you recognize words, you read meanings. And then you start, hey, there's a word there. That's not just a sound. And pretty soon, you know where to break the sandhi, where to pause, where to rest, where to keep going. I have another question.
Question from Nanda in San Jose. Please tell us how we use this chapter to meditate and how to improve ourselves.
Namaste. So happy to have you with us tonight. After too long an absence, thank you very much. Nanda, Purush is the full, complete, and perfect consciousness. He is the creator of all existence. He created existence and resides within existence. Every particle of existence is a reflection of the Purush. We honor the Purush by regarding every atom of existence as divine. That's what it means to me. The gods showed us the way of sacrifice. Unite with every atom of existence all the time, 24/7. Now that's what you want to do. That's the meaning of this chapter. If you see Shiv in every atom of every particle, of every aspect that came into individual manifestation in this creation, then you will have realized, what does this chapter mean to you? Other questions, please.
You were talking about Divya Bhav and Virya Bhav.
And Pashu Bhav.
And Pashu Bhav.
Pashu, Virya, Divya.
Is action possible in Divya Bhav?
Yes.
And what is that like?
What we're doing right now. We're discussing the meaning of the scriptures. Where our minds are focused totally in divinity. Oh, divinity, oh, supreme divinity, my supreme divinity. All existence is my supreme divinity. That's a divine bhava, divya, to shine. The bhava of shining ones. Pashu bhava, the bhava of animals eating, sleeping, and mating, and whatever else you want to do. Lower attitudes and lower thoughts and lower attractions. Virya, I am striving for self-control and for manifesting the highest ideals that I can possibly manifest. Divya, I am illuminated and sharing illumination. We traverse this course all through the day, all through the night. You get up in the morning, you attend the calls of nature, you're in your Pashu bhava. All I've got is something to flush down the toilet. In the daytime, we are in our Virya Bhav. We are striving for efficiency and perfection in every action that we perform. In the night, we are in our Divya Bhav. We are meditating on the presence of the Supreme Divinity in every aspect of our lives. It's always changing. Now, can we stay here a little longer?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
I vote for Shrima. Yes, we can. Om Sam Sarasvati Namaha.